How do Buddhists view military service? This is interesting because it actually relates to the monk question, I think, or the answer does. Because the word military service has come to mean so many different things, right? You don't have to necessarily kill people to be in the military. Military can stop floods, for example, right? If the military is put to use stopping floods, that's a great thing. You took away all the weapons from the military, took away all of their weapons, and gave them shovels and sandbags. Then I think it would be a good thing. Have a standing army that looks after people's welfare. But no, I mean, obviously the military is for the purpose of doing battle, you know, causing harm, hurting other beings, and maybe in defense. But a person who enters the military is doing it with the understanding and the intention that they are going to bring violence to other beings. Either, you know, and as I said, they can think of it as in defense, but it's a violent profession by its very nature. I don't know, I guess my question would be, in what way would you think that military service would be a positive thing? Or is there any way that you can think of it as not being a negative thing, I suppose? I mean, okay, my job would be to help children of foreign countries not hate Americans. But the question is, if there were a war, would you be asked to pick up a gun and fight? I mean, I don't really know how that's what I said, the military has become something quite a bit more than just guys with guns. But I still think you're given a duty to fight, are you not? There are many issues here, because I know that you can, being in the American military, for example, can be a great way, theoretically, to help people. You're given a salary, you're given a lot of equipment and resources. And joining other organizations might be a great thing, but there's something to be said about the clout of the American military in that sense. The problem is that I don't understand it fully, but as I understand, when you join the military, no, I guess that's not true. No, if you're intelligence and in the Air Force, you're not involved with killing. More like a desk job, right? Well, then I guess there's the moral question of, is there a moral question of joining an organization that at its very nature is for the purpose of, I don't want to say, the purpose is to engage in combat, no? Or to, well, it's a military. Are there ethical problems there? I guess I don't have strong feelings about this. You take your job, and if your job is for the purpose of helping other people, and if through your job you can help other people, then power to you. Even if your job doesn't help other people, I'm not of the bent that you have to be concerned with anything larger than doing your own task. And I know people are, and there's a lot of people who have this social conscience that they feel like they shouldn't work for an organization. This is the same debate about vegetarianism, right? You can't eat meat because you're contributing to the killing of animals. You can't use Gillette razors because you're contributing to the cruelty towards animals. You can't buy certain stocks. You can't buy certain products. You can't, you know, don't buy Nike. Don't buy this. Don't buy that. These sort of things. And I don't buy it. It seems that the Buddha didn't buy it. And there's even, we have this wonderful example that we always tell of this woman whose husband was a hunter. When she was young, she went to practice meditation, listened to the Buddha's teaching, and became a Sotapanna, which means she was she was, in a sense, enlightened. And then she got married, because in India they often were, their marriage would have been decided for them, so she was married off to this man who was a hunter. And every day she would clean his traps, clean the blood and the guts and whatever, the hair off of these traps, and put them out on the table for him. And every day he would go out and kill animals. And so they asked, how is this possible that she can do this? And the Buddha said, it's because, he said, it's like if your hand has no cut. If you have no wound on your hand, you can handle poison. But if you have a wound on your hand, you can't handle poison. He says a little more poetically than that. But the point being that when a person has no bad intentions, the act of cleaning blood and gore off of these killing machines, even to that extent, is not considered to be immoral. Because it's not. It's the same as eating meat. The act itself is never immoral. This is the Buddha actually taught against the idea of karma. He said karma is not the important thing. It's the intention. So if the woman is intending, oh, here I'm helping my husband, making him happy, and doing my job. You know, if I don't, he might beat me, kind of thing. That might have had a part in it, because there's some horrible things that go on out there. But even, you know, he's a hunter, he's not the most cultured of beings. But even without that, you know, just the idea that she's doing her job and doing what is her way. And for a person who eats meat, they're just eating the food in order to gain the benefit. This is in line, I think, this is certainly in line with my understanding of the Buddha's teaching, because we're deal in terms of experience. Don't some monks practice some military aspects like Shaolin? I'll never live this one down. No, monks, Buddhist monks don't practice Shaolin. Shaolin monks practice Shaolin. I'm sorry, they call themselves Buddhist, but in what way does Kung Fu have to do with the Buddhist teaching? It's, to each their own. But no, Shaolin monks are a very specific type of monk, and I don't know. I guess I just can't answer that because it's so different from what I do. I used to practice karate, but that was a long time ago. Karate isn't kung fu, but it's not a part of the Buddha's teaching for sure. Those monks are doing it. I mean, there's a whole history there of how it came about, because there was war and the monks had to defend themselves or whatever. I'm not sure how it all came about. Anyway, question on joining the military. I say, as I said, take it as your job, because the American military is such a huge organization and so many people aren't involved with the killing part of it. But you have to be fairly careful there as well, because it's, you know, if you are put in a position where you have to be involved with or encourage the use of force or the distribution of weapons, for example, it's certainly something that you have to take into consideration. Be careful that you don't somehow get conscripted and, you know, you're a soldier, go and fight. This kind of thing. But, you know, we're living in hard times. If if you have a chance to help people, then power to you. Go out there and help. Because actually, in Canada, the military is mostly involved in peacekeeping, helping to bring peace. Or they were. I don't know what it's like now. Anyway, military.